are people listening, and I've made contact with two of those today, who, you know, they want the questions answered, but they're afraid to come forward and ask the questions. And at the end of the day, there's a little bit of something wrong with that, but not being negative or saying anything deconstructive. But there's a generation out there that wants this knowledge, and I just appreciate what everybody's trying to do to get some of those answers questions answered. KO4NUE. Comment.
Okay, be right back to your comment. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Chad, that's really, really good observations. The it is difficult because the baton isn't passed. The baton isn't placed squarely in your hands as you go from one generation to the other, right? At some point, there has to be a moment of self-realization that says, you know, I was given this. I owe it to other people. And it doesn't happen for everybody at the same point in time. And it's not like you feel something landing in the palm of your hand that says it's yours now, right? As a lot of the Elmers that were great Elmers that used to be on this repeater, used to be on HF, that are no longer here, they're Silent Keys. As they make that transition, it's not like they place something in your hand that says, you got it, right? It's something that people have to snap out of it and realize that they've got it. And when they hear things like that, like Gary's been doing, right, you got to pipe up. You got to say something about it. You also have to be aware that it's a sensitive subject, right? It's something that they thought was okay. They don't, and you have to let them know it's okay to learn. That's the learning process. The next comment, go ahead.
KO4HKX. I was just going to say what Chad was saying. I appreciate all the info I get from here and the help. Sometimes I ask stupid questions on how to do something, but you know, most guys are good to answer it, and I appreciate that. It's just, like Chad said, it's hard to drag the information out, and a lot of times you don't know the right question to ask. Because we're still learning. And, you know, Chad and I and a couple others are learning together, and we're trying to do what we can to help each other.
And that's perfectly understandable. And that happens in not just ham radio, right? That happens in all walks of life. I see the same thing with people that are flying airplanes and trying to learn how to fly airplanes. See the same thing that happens in other sports and people just having to learn the ropes. It's not an easy thing. And one of the things my full-scale airplane pilot taught me is he before, and this was the last one, I had two of them. I had one when I was a teenager and then I had another one later on in life. And the second one told me, he says, once I teach you how to do this, no one can unteach you how to do this, right? There's no way that you cannot know how to fly after I teach you how to fly. And he said, remember that for when you're teaching somebody else how to fly. I forget things that I just do. I don't think about them. I just do them. He said, and for you, you don't know that yet, but you have to remember that for me, I don't know what you, I can't unlearn how to fly to understand what it is you're going through, right, is what he told me. Like if he's about to stall, he knows to push forward on the stick. He knows to give it some more throttle and push forward on the stick, and he doesn't think about doing that. That just happens, right? But for me, I had to learn to do that. So that's something else you got to have patience with the guys that have been doing this for years and years and years. They can't unlearn ham radio to know what it is that the new guys are going through. Now, you can hear things that you know are just absolutely wrong, and you can step up to the plate and say, hey, this is, don't take this offensive, but you just don't use 10 codes in amateur radio, right? Or something like that. It's kind of sensitive. It's multiple reasons why it's hard to get that information out of people. And one of the major reasons, Patrick, that it's hard to get it out of people is they don't know what you don't know any more than you don't know what questions to ask. So that's something that has to be experienced together. You have to go through it together. And the only thing that solves for that, Patrick, is time.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100% with that, and that's what I was trying to get at. It takes time and patience on both sides of the conversation. For me, I'm a very visual learner, so trying to talk to somebody over the radio is difficult to visualize what they're talking about a lot of times unless I'm looking at it maybe on a computer or somewhere else where I can see what they're talking about. So for me, I struggle with that also.
Yeah, that's a world that happened to me in my professional life. When I used to work, we used to all go into the office. There was a guy that's really brilliant. He's really, I mean, he was good. He knew APIs inside and out. He knew networking inside and out. But he had to have a whiteboard, right? He could not talk without a whiteboard. And when we all went remote, he had to work through it. It was difficult for him. For the rest of the people, we could draw and we could open a window and open a Visio and start working in the Visio. And we worked through it just fine. No issue. For him, it was just something about that, the marker in your hand, the whiteboard there, him looking you in the face and then him writing it on the whiteboard and then looking at your face and understanding whether you got it or not. That's some visual feedback that he had to have. And different people are different. He has gotten over that, but it has taken him many years to get over that.
For HKX, and just like Harry was saying earlier, I picked up the habit of saying my call sign for ID when I'm in the middle of a conversation. Didn't know any different, so I've heard other guys do it, so I was following that example. But now I know, so I'll try to remember not to do that. Just simple things, just learning those little things long ago, and it's all experience. I worked on cars for almost 20 years. I didn't get to the top of my profession overnight. It took many, many years and lots of mistakes to get there. And it'll be the same with this, and that's what we're here for, is to help each other learn.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Patrick. That's really good. And it's not to be insulting to anybody, right? It just is what it is, and it's hard. It's hard to have the patience for how long it takes. I know I have that. I want to be able to do all the things I want to be able to do with autonomic flight control, and I can't. I have to have patience. I have to wait. I have to learn, and then sometimes it takes so long. Some of the things that I remember that I learned a while back, I forgot. I have to go back and relearn them again. Anyway, that's life. But we'll get through it. We will get through it, and we'll come out the other side being better. So, the older hams that have been around here for a while, they do need to do more of what Gary's done. All right, Gary set a good example with that, and speak up when you hear something that isn't quite right. Anyway, Walt, we have not been back around to you for quite a while, and you were the one that was up on the stump when we got a comment. So back to you, K4OIM, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Where were we, Walt?
We're being interesting, and just like he said, that's why I'm doing that round table at the end of the net. I've had people check in, or wouldn't even check in, come in, new hams, asking questions. And especially about the Q codes. I had somebody ask me, what does QSL mean? And QSO. And that's all carryover from the OCW days. And the new hams, since they done away with the CW requirement. They don't understand all that. They're afraid to come in there on rag queue and ask questions like that. But I've had a lot of new hams come in that won't even check in the net. That's asking questions about the way you check in and about the procedure and all, but and I've had many, many people thank me for doing that. And it's just a way to pay back, Dave, and educate these people, the new hams. They don't know nothing about the Q codes and passing traffic and all of that. I am so proud of Chad for stepping up, KO4NUE, stepping up on the South Carolina single sideband net and trying to handle traffic, and then coming in here and stepping up as a net control operator. Chad, I'm proud of him. I hope he's listening. W4DJW K4OIM.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Walt. You're absolutely correct. We owe it to the next generation to pass it on to them. And then they'll owe it to the next generation to pass it on to them, and so on and so forth. And the transition isn't always easy, but we'll work through it. You got anything else for us this evening, Walt?
That's it, Dave. It's what, 10:14? I done missed the news. I guess I'll watch the 11 o'clock news. So W4DJW and K4OIM, I'll be clear.
All right, well, I'm going to have to go in there and ask Amy who won the race, the Daytona race. Anyway, you guys, appreciate it, Walt. Hey, appreciate you for hanging around, and appreciate all the comments that everybody put in there. All right, it helps. It helps everybody tremendously just to talk it through. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is KN4DKM, Bob in Piedmont. I'd like to check in tonight, sir. And no traffic, and nothing else. Thank you.
Bob, can I get your suffix again? There's quite a bit of noise in there. I got ZKM, I think. Give me your suffix one more time.
Right. Kilo November 4, Zulu Kilo Mike, KM4ZKM.
Okay, I wasn't 100% sure. That control I recognize KM4ZKM. That's Bob. And I have you in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Is that correct?
Pleasant, but my wife, Anita, and I are moving to Piedmont, South Carolina within the next 30 days.
Okay, Bob, well, I hope that transition goes well, and when you're in Piedmont, I hope you stop by and check in with us many, many times more in the future, because we're here every single night at 9 p.m. We'd welcome you stopping by and checking in every chance you get. Take care. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, comment.
Oh, I am, and they're red flag right now. They just had a semi-large one.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. So it's not over.
Some bits of aluminum and fiberglass and carbon fiber off the track, and it's a pretty brutal sight.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll have time to go in there and catch the end of it. But it's been getting that way lately at most of those races. They've been having a very difficult time finishing the race. Anyway, appreciate that. Any other stuff? Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, please stop back by tomorrow night where W2MJB, Mark, will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping in and checking in with him. I'm sure you would enjoy the net. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Just looking. But I tell you what, about 30 minutes, 45 minutes flies by like nothing.
I have to watch myself throughout the day when I'm sitting there waiting on customers to come in. I'll be doing something like this or watching something, videos on this, that, or the other, and I won't realize how much time has passed. So I have to be real careful about that throughout my day.
I actually started limiting myself during the work hours because it would just fly by. So, anything specific you're looking for?
Nothing specific. I was just sitting here wasting time right now, really.
But I can't afford it yet.
Through to see what vehicles are for sale, what radios are there, that kind of stuff. Nothing specific that I'm needing at the moment, let's put it that way.
I was actually trying to see if I could get a ham radio on Facebook Market, but I never could seem to find anything that was a reasonable price that they didn't want a bazillion dollars for.
Yeah, that's what I see on here. Most of this stuff you could go buy new, or you could have before, but now you can't. So, I don't know. Prices anymore are just all over the place on anything.
It's been kind of crazy. And somehow I started following a Facebook group for ham radio stuff. But it seems to be everything seems to be for sale out in London.
In North Carolina, Kentucky, South Carolina, where? Oh, yeah, you got to watch that over there. There are different radios, so you got to be careful.
Ratio's different because they run on a, I think they run on a 240. But, yeah, I don't know how I became, started following that group, but I did, and it keeps popping up on my Facebook. It's like, oh, this ICOM, whatever, you know, 991 or whatever is on sale, and then I go to look, and it's from the U.K.,
here in the U.S., I'll have to, you'll have to find me on Facebook, and then I'll send you a link to it.
I've been at working at the Biltmore today, and I turned on my radio a little while ago, and I could actually hear you guys a little bit while I was inside the Biltmore property.
What are you doing up there?
Filming a wedding. I do a lot of video stuff. So I was out at the Biltmore filming, and tell you what, I am dead. I've been on my feet since 10 o'clock this morning, walking that whole property, just working on this wedding.
Videography, I guess it is.
With photo and video. We do quite a bit of weddings, but we also do corporate events as well.
Never have got around to finding out what you did for a living.
Way back, my family is all construction, so we did construction for years, and then I was part of an actual theatrical company, and I traveled all over the United States and parts of Canada for about 14 years, doing electrical and anything lighting related, and then got out of it and started my own business.
Good for you. Sometimes you just need to go out on your own and make your own path.
So, yeah, after that, I had to try to, I worked with a company. I was like the production manager and stuff. And I'll tell you what, sitting behind a desk like that just was not for me at all.
I don't think I could do that either. For a couple of years, I worked at DuPont up here making X-ray film inside all the time. And I'd always worked outside on a construction crew or plumbing or something until that point. And that was a huge change, just being indoors all the time. I don't know that I could go back to that.
Yeah, it was rough, and I found myself, even when I was the production manager, I found myself out in the warehouse with the other guys helping them either kind of problem shoot or whatever to try to make their jobs a little easier. But my boss was like, why are you out there so much?
about.
So, but no, I enjoy, for the most part, I enjoy working for myself. 2020 kicked me in the butt, but we're in the service industry. Nobody was doing anything. We weren't working, so that was rough.
On that one, it was a rough year for everybody, I do believe. I don't know exactly where you're at on 26, but if you're down close to the state line, yeah, it'll break up.
Your ham shack?
Yeah, I'm in my shack right now. FT-991A.
Is that 100?
2 meter and 100 watts on HF.
I'll have to catch you on the other side if you're still on.
Around for a little while, so give me a shout. KO4HKX. I'm clear. 73.
Hi, 73. Thanks. I'll catch you in a few.